Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in.
All right. A few days ago, I shared something to the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook and social media pages. I say Facebook because Facebook is our main platform for Sturgis Credit Repair. We also own the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group where this post was shared. So if you guys haven't joined the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group yet, definitely go join the group. Very good information is shared in there by me, myself, and other people who are joined into the group who may have questions about their credit that may fit your situation. But anyway, some things that is going on in America these days are very scary. Let's talk about some of the financial situations going on right now in the United States that are affecting a lot of American finances. So number one here, 18% of consumers, you know, there's 331 million people in the US. So 18%, which is 59 million people, are 30 days past due on accounts they are currently paying back. So these are open accounts, credit cards, car payments, mortgage payments, you know, personal loans. You know, 59 people in the United States today in spring of 2024 are at least 30 days or more past due on their bills. This is insane, guys. Like, this is scary. 8% of auto loans. Okay, these are people who finance vehicles that went to the dealership, they have an auto loan. If you're currently paying on an auto loan right now, you're in this this rating here. 8% of y'all are at risk for your vehicle being repossessed. That means you are months behind on paying your bill on time for your vehicle, your truck, your car, your SUV, your van, you know, whatever the case is that you have an auto loan on. You know, you're at risk for having this thing picked up. That means you are behind on your car payments. Now, check this out. Out of that 8% of loans that are scheduled to be repossessed this year, 17% of those people have car payments above $1,000 a month. You know, that's a problem. I'm going to talk about this at the end of this episode here. Okay, let's go to the third thing, which is the record-breaking numbers here. Unpaid credit card debt. Okay, this is the highest that it has ever been in America. In 2024, there is currently over $1.1 trillion in unpaid credit card debt by consumers who cannot pay back their balances. Now, I am not talking about the people who have the opportunity to pay off their credit cards every single month because they use it for business purposes to get the free cash back, or they use it for personal expenses to get free cash back and travel awards and things like that. You know, you're purposely putting money on your card because you already have the money to pay for things anyway. You're just getting free money back because, you know, it just buys you free things in life. However, I'm talking about the people who Dave Ramsey fuss at, okay? Because there's two types of credit consumers, or consumers who use as credit. You know, you have the Dave Ramsey audience who got themselves in a knot here, that use credit incorrectly and they just didn't do it the correct way. Some people are going to say, oh, it's not a correct way to use credit. Credit just ruins your life, you know, completely. Okay. I use credit every single month for business, and some vacations I'm able to travel for free because I'm in no credit card debt, and I use credit cards to earn interest or earn points to give me airport lounge access or free flights, seat upgrades and things like that. But the people who use their credit card because they want to buy clothes, or they're just, you know, behind on bills and money right now, and they're just using their credit cards to catch up in life. I'm talking about those people, okay? These people have $1.1 trillion of unpaid credit card debt that they cannot pay back. They cannot afford to pay it off every single month, okay? This is the highest credit card debt has been in America since forever, okay? This is a problem. Bankruptcy, okay? Bankruptcy filings are up 16% from last year, just from 2023. The year just started 5 months ago, and we're up 16%. This is scary. Courts are expected to see over 500,000 bankruptcy filings in 2024. That's a lot, guys. That's, you know, people are going out of business. You know, if you don't have a business, people just made rough personal financial decisions and they're just filing bankruptcy. They can't pay things back. They're being sued by creditors, getting their wages garnished. It's tough out there. And credit scores, okay? The average credit score for Americans in 2024 is 701. You know, 54% of those people, roughly 180 million consumers, have credit scores below 700. Okay, I'm going to say that again. 54% of Americans with, you know, credit scores are below 700. That's shocking there, you know. But so here's the thing. I definitely understand that 2024 is a rough year for consumers out there. It's a rough year for businesses too. You know, people finances are tight, therefore businesses, or some businesses in America, are seeing less customers or less purchases, less sales, things in that nature. I totally get it. Now, deep down, and by the time I'd done the math on groceries going up, you know, 40% or something like that, 30%, the cost of living, home interest rates and things of that nature, I have done the math, and some people will disagree with me. At the end of the day, we still have a spending issue or a debt issue. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. Yes, inflation has definitely made things hard. Home prices increase, interest rates have increased double. It's hard out there to finance a home right now. Some realtors out there are struggling. Some loan officers out there are struggling because some people are just renting now versus buying a home. Or some people who did have a plan to buy a new home over the last 2 years just postponed it because the mortgage on it would just be unrealistic, okay? Because they're still making the same exact money. For example, 2 years ago, if somebody wanted to get a home that was double the size, which means double the income, they could have done it. But now, in order to get that same mortgage payment, you would have to move into the same home or a smaller home and pay double than what you were paying on your previous home. So yes, I totally get that. But at the end of the day, spending and financial decisions is the main problem in America today. Okay, these car payments, you know, I agree with, you know, Mr. Dave Ramsey says about, you know, financing a car is stupid and things like that. And you know, there's always going to be my situation is different, or cash car is going to break down, it's going to cause repairs and things like that. Like, I get that. Like, when I hear the term cash car, I don't think of a $500 car or a $1,500 car. When I hear cash car, I hear a car that maybe I can just buy cash that won't break down soon. Hopefully it's not a lemon. A cash car doesn't always mean lemon. A cash car can be a $15,000 car. A cash car just means no payments on it. A cash car can mean a $50,000 car if, you know, you're making multiple six figures, or you're making $200,000 a year or $300,000, and you could just spend $50,000, $80,000 on a vehicle. Sure, that's a cash car. But here's the thing, let's just talk about Americans who are making $50,000 a year. You know, if you have a vehicle now or you have a car payment, maybe you can trade it in 2 years later after you have saved $15,000, and you can go get your vehicle with, you know, 100,000 miles on it that still got some breathing room and it's still in great condition. You know, that's what I think of when I hear cash car. Like, for example, if I were to go get a car today and I want to pay cash for it, I can tell you now, it definitely wouldn't be an $80,000 car. I would not spend 80 grand cash right now on a vehicle. You know, I just wouldn't. Now, if somebody asked me what my ideal cash car would be, I would probably say I would save up $20,000, you know, to get an older cash car if I wanted to save money and things like that. But let's just move along here. A cash car can also mean a vehicle that costs $15,000, you know, and you may finance it for 1 or 2 years. You know, the note's going to be cheap, and then, you know, you can pay it off within a year or two. I can agree with that. You know, in 2 years, you know, you're going to have the title. Yeah, sure. I don't see a problem with that. You're going to pay a little bit of interest and things like that. I'm not talking to those people, but the people I'm talking to are this 17% of this 8% that are at risk for having their vehicles repossessed. You know, these are the people I'm talking to, these $1,000 truck notes and car notes on these sports cars and these F-250s and these lifted trucks. And I'm not talking for you guys that have a trucking business that does hotshot or does construction work and things like that, and you need your truck. Look, if your truck's making you money, sure, I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking about the average American here, because I promise you, you business guys, you're not in this 8% that are at risk for getting your vehicle repossessed. I'm talking about the 8% here that are just everyday Americans who are just living above their lifestyle. I honestly think, you know, if it wasn't for the lifestyle that these people are trying to live and the social media, the Instagram, everyone's a millionaire on social media and things, and, you know, all this nonsense and these fake lifestyles, if everyone would live below their means, I honestly think these numbers wouldn't be a thing right now. You know, for example, people is living above their means, living this fake lifestyle for social media. And then what happened? Inflation did hit. However, people's lifestyle would not let them afford inflation. So think about it. These people with a $1,000 car note, what if they had a cash car? Okay. Not even a cash car. What if they had a $300, $400 car payment and they had an extra $800 a month? You know, that $800 a month would have paid for, you know, rent increase. You know, let's say rent increased $200 or rent increased $400. And then groceries, you're paying an extra $250, $300 per month. Look, that's your inflation right there just based on a card note, okay? Now, let's talk about these people who are spending these credit cards to go on vacation or spending these credit cards to buy clothes and these Gucci purses and bags and Louis Vuitton belts and things like that. And their credit cards are maxed out. They got $10,000 on their credit cards from buying clothes and traveling and things like that. Guess what? Guess what happened if that card was zero? You know, it was paid off every month, then inflation probably would not be affecting you. But since it has, now you're missing payments, you're at risk for, you know, getting your vehicle repossessed, or you're included in this $1.1 trillion of people who can't pay back credit card debt. So, you know, that's my opinion on things. Like I said, I just want to be straightforward with this episode. We really got a financial problem that's going on in America today. Hopefully, if you are in one of these statistics here, you guys are working on a plan to get out of this hole. And like I said, look, guys, yes, inflation has definitely caused something in America. Things are definitely more expensive these days. But at the end of the day, and like I said, I've already done the math on this. We just got a spending issue and we have a issue with using credit incorrectly. You know, some of these people are the reason why people say credit is a trap, because I use credit daily, use it monthly, and it's helping me. I'm earning money from having good credit versus having good credit and it's costing me. So hopefully this episode has definitely opened the eyes out there. Like I said, guys, it's a scary time out there. You know, if it's not too late, you need to write down something, write down a plan, visualize a plan. If you are in debt, you know, you need to work on something to get out of that trap. But now is the time to, you know, hopefully this can be a wake up call for many of y'all and get on the right track. And, you know, hopefully America will be in a much better financial standpoint in the next 2 or 3 years here. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.